Walter Mondale is being remembered as a public servant with wit and wisdom. Mondale served as President Jimmy Carter's vice president from 1977 to 1981. Here he is accepting the nomination as Carter's running mate at the Democratic Convention in New York in 1976.
We do not ask to govern because we are sure of the answers, but we ask to govern because we are able to look at our problems with fresh eyes. We are a new generation of leadership. We are strong, we are experienced, and we're ready.
Walter Mondale died yesterday at his home in Minneapolis. He was 93. And our next guest says he transformed the vice presidency into something more than a ceremonial role. Julian Zelizer is professor of history and public affairs at Princeton University, and he joins us now. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Julian, Jimmy Carter called Walter Mondale an invaluable partner. The New York Times says Mondale was the first VP to serve as a genuine partner to a president. How did he transform the vice presidency?
Well, he turned it from what was a running joke in Washington into what Jimmy Carter said was a dynamic policy driving force. And he did lots of things. He insisted on being in the room where decisions were made. He worked on many key initiatives, from economic policy to negotiations over the Panama Canal treaties. And he insisted on things like getting all the paperwork that President Carter saw, being in the cabinet meetings, and even getting intelligence briefings. So by the end of Carter's presidency, the vice president was a major player in the executive branch.
I'm also guessing that he had a real partner in the president, in President Jimmy Carter at the time, because we're thinking about someone like Lyndon Johnson, who was a senator, like Mondale as well, perhaps the most powerful senator before he was John Kennedy's vice president. And yet Johnson wasn't able to do much in that role. Why was Mondale specifically different in being able to impart himself in this way?
Well, the key was that President Carter invited him to do this and accepted his demand, Mondale's demand, to be more than a figurehead. And part of it was Jimmy Carter had very weak ties to the Democratic establishment and to Washington. He really was an insider, and he didn't have much national experience. So he was eager to have Mondale help him with the job. It was also after Vietnam and Watergate, where the presidency was unstable and being attacked by many quarters. So Carter was fine with all hands on deck to make the presidency something better.
You know, the other phrase we're hearing today about Mondale was that he was a champion of liberal politics. What does that mean?
He believed in government. He was influenced and shaped by the New Deal in the 1930s and the Great Society in the 1960s. And he believed that government had a role to play in making this a better country. And he was very honest about what that meant. Famously in 1984, when he ran for president, saying he would have to raise taxes to pay for what the government was doing. But he wasn't defensive like so many Democrats have been since the 1980s.
I mentioned Mondale's wit. And here's an example. This was during the 1984 presidential campaign. During one of the debates, Senator Gary Hart had just listed some of his new policy ideas. And here's what Mondale said.
Mr. Glenn,
can I respond to that?
Well, we'll come back to you. Let some of the others.
What's new about coming out for entrepreneurs? You know, when I hear your new ideas, I'm reminded of that ad. Where's the beef?
Yeah.
Those of a certain age know that ad that he's talking about. It's a reference to Wendy's hamburger ad. Mondale went on to get the nomination but lost the election in a landslide to President Ronald Reagan. But he actually made history because he had picked a woman, Geraldine Ferraro, as his running mate. With the little time we have, can you talk about the significance of that? Because this was 1984.
It was very important. It was still, for many people, inconceivable that you would have a female politician in line to be president. And he made that decision. He was the first to introduce that vice presidential nominee. And I think it opened doors. I think it created more possibilities, not just for vice presidential nominees, but for other positions as well. And today we have Vice President Kamala Harris right there in Washington as a living legacy of what that 84 campaign tried to do.
That's right. Ultimately, Julian, what do you think Mondale's legacy will be?
Well, he made the modern vice presidency, and I think that's his biggest legacy for all of us today. And he was a generation of liberal Democrats who believed in government without apology and in some ways set the foundation for what President Biden is doing in 2021.
Julian Zelizer is professor of history and public affairs at Princeton University. As always, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.